Rana, ignore. What on earth is wrong?
Oh, no. Keep going, dear. What were you going to say?
What was that about? Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Are you sure? You just seemed very... Did something happen?
I look okay?
I don't know, Rana. You look great. You always do.
Yeah.
But something is either sad. Are you sad?
What were you going to say?
What I was going to say was,
pay
no attention to the mouth on my face, because I got a chipped tooth from the fucking Lobsterman's Lobster, which, by the way, his mom made a lobster salad, and usually it's really creamy. You can barely taste the lobster. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
I really did not like the use of creamy in that sense.
Well, it's true. It's like mayo. I mean, it's basically mayo with a little bit of lobster in it.
Yeah, but I just did not need the use of the word creamy in reference to his salad. No,
her lobster salad is probably the creamiest I've ever tasted, for sure. It is so creamy. It is so creamy. And so... As she was, I was sort of, you know,
is
and
it
I like
wet
to,
and creamy. It's well, just she puts, creamy.
It's basically lobster on mayo, and then I tossed her lobster salad.
She got it. She like, had a claw shell in there.
There was a claw shell in there.
When
I chipped my effing tooth, had to go to the dentist to get it repaired. So now half my mouth is numb, which you can really only see when I'm smiling. Although it's not that bad right now.
I understand the feeling, though.
Yeah. The bubble gum.
The feeling. Yeah. The absolute Bell's palsy of it all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To where, like, if I don't use the straw, I dribble. Exactly. It's very embarrassing.
Yeah.
Very sort of my vaudeville routine.
Do you think you can do the show today?
I don't know, Rana. Honestly, like, this is the first rule of show business is you show up, you know?
Show must go on. But should I just do the show with Mary Holland today?
No, absolutely not.
Do you think people would prefer it if I just did the show with Mary Holland?
I can't imagine they would, Rana. That would be, I would never do that to our audience. I would never, ever do that. Or to you.
Yeah.
I would never, you couldn't carry the show, you know? I would never do that.
No, I mean, it was already so generous of you to put my name first on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, look, I'm not an entertainer. Okay.
By the way, thinking back on it,
I'm a professional, but I'm not an entertainer.
You could have said, are you sure you want my name first? Like 10 more times. Because I bet eventually we would have.
I think I only said it 7 times.
I think
so
that's about
probably. I do think I asked you about 7 times.
I think at least.
Whether or not that was going to work for you.
Now, Rana, are you in good spirits today?
You know,
you're bothered by your hair, maybe?
Yeah, I feel like it's looking a little dark. And I'm thinking about going a little bit blonde. For summer spring.
There was a woman who was murdered on
for being a blonde. Should I go darker?
Well, she was a brunette, but then she turned blonde later, which was, I think she actually looked better as a blonde, but she did get murdered. It had nothing to do with her hair color. I think her hair had been blonde for like 15 years.
Oh, and that was how that related to that?
Yeah.
Hmm. Have we heard anything about Plaza Suite?
Like the play?
Yeah.
No, I guess I forget. Is that the one SJP and Matthew Broderick are doing? Yeah,
who's watching the kids? That's what I
would see.
Know.
Great question. I would see it in a moment. I'm not even.
What are we waiting for?
We got to go. I want to see
it. How long is it running for? Let's get on the Acela. We need a New York weekend. Let's just get it straight.
Neil Simon has only run too long since he first put something up on the boards. I cannot stand him.
But you want to see Plaza Suite.
Of course, for them. I think they're the only stars I turn out for any longer.
You don't mean that.
Well, her for sure.
You're still on laughing gas.
You might be right.
You don't mean that at all. You would turn out for her, but there are others.
What does it mean when my dentist is more chic than I am?
I know your dentist. He's not more chic, but he is together.
He is put together in a way where I'm like, oh my God, I've never understood how to cuff your jeans to where it looks perfect. And then you have the sneakers. He does it perfectly.
He doesn't wear jeans and sneakers. He wears.
No, it was like a black jean.
He wears what?
But not like a denim. It was just one of those like dressy pant jeans.
What are you talking about? I've only
like from
ever
Theory
seen,
or something.
I've only ever seen him in like a fig.
No, this was not a fig. This was like a
what?
This was like a black Theory.
You saw him in regular clothes and street clothes?
No, they weren't street clothes. They were nicer than street clothes. It was like a Theory pant.
He always wears scrubs.
Oh, no, no, no. And this was like a James Purse t-shirt with, I think, a jacket over it.
No, come on. Get out of here. Black kicks. You're making this all up. And I happen to know another patient who was at the practice today when you were there, and I'm going to ask them.
Well, see if he noticed, because if I know this guy, he's not dressing up or down people like I do.
No, this guy, the guy who was there that I know doesn't, it never saw, would not notice.
Exactly.
If any, who had attended to him.
All I, the first thing I saw was like, it was like I was in 1918. Huh. I was like, look at those ankles, because they were shown off with the, with the cuff. Yeah.
I think he's a runner.
I think he is too.
He's got that way about him.
Definitely.
Very, there isn't a piece of his body that he hasn't taken care of and knows just how he wants it.
I go in looking, feeling like the, I feel fine. And then he walks in and I'm like, oh, I'm a slob.
I don't think he's judgmental at all though.
No, I don't either. I am.
Yeah. It's an interesting combination. I don't think he has any opinion about how other people present themselves.
No, not at all.
He just wants to help everyone.
But I'll tell you what he does do, which I love for me. He doesn't listen to your answers. So like, he'll be like, hey, how are you? And I'll be like, yeah, pretty good. It's crazy how he's like, that's great. And I'm like, okay.
He
wants it to be great.
He wants everything positive, and he's got work to do.
And then when the work is over,
he has to
hear like 3 or 4 times how much you love what he did, even though like it's nothing you can really see. But he'll be like, there, how does it feel? And I'm like, oh, way better. He was like, oh, it's like amazingly better, don't you think? And I'm like, it is.
That is funny.
But he's brilliant. I wouldn't
loves a compliment. Loves a compliment.
That's right.
Well, I'm so glad we had this conversation. Now, what have
I'm worried about you, Ron. I'm worried about your spirit.
Don't worry about my spirit. My spirit is firmly intact. I'll be honest with you. I'm preoccupied thinking about the summer.
What are we going to do?
Well, what are we going to do? You know, I just don't know exactly what the plan is yet. So I'm a little preoccupied with that. And I have to decide about the vineyard, and I have to decide about, you know, whether I'm going to Europe, I'm not going to Europe, and I have
there was a lot for us to figure out about where we're going
to. So there's a lot to think about, and I have to let you know my dates, you know.
Yeah, so that I can make sure I'm,
when I won't be around.
Just go ahead and buy two,
exactly.
Rana, as long as it's in like mid-June like just buy two, and it's fine. It should be fine. By the way, I have a breaking story for you.
Do you?
Sort of. On American Express right now,
oh, I'm listening.
You get 40% more Avios on BA.
British Airways.
You know this.
Yeah, I got the email this morning.
Okay.
But, which is normally I'll do a big transfer dump when that happens.
I did a transfer
dump.
So I
have them.
I did.
Yeah. Just
even though I've never flown them, so I don't know, but still.
They're terrific in first.
But I hear their business is lacking.
You know what? It's fine. The most important thing you can know about flying business on British Airways is that you need to choose a seat on the side.
Got it.
By a window.
Got it.
Because what happens with the window is they have an extra bulkhead for your stuff, your computer, your jacket, your this, your that. The way that they've reconfigured the center aisle, I don't care for, because if you were to fall asleep, if you were on the aisle in the center, you fell asleep.
No privacy.
There's no door there. And the cat will just come kick you in the leg no matter what.
Sure.
Yeah. You feel exposed. You do feel exposed. Have to face the person that's, you know, sitting next to you, whatever, you know, the screen. Right. Do I put up the screen? Do I put down the screen? Right. And you have to face backwards. Anyway.
Look at your nails. They're so pretty.
They are gorgeous, aren't they?
What are they?
Spiked with style.
Wow. Who makes that?
It's an SE color.
ESSE?
ESSIE.
Well, that's beautiful.
Well, I know that.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I don't mind you noticing.
Would you like to hear a few comments from listeners, Rana?
I'd love to.
Okay, great. And then we have Mary Holland, which I'm so excited about. Oh,
she is a wild card.
Who works more than Mary Holland?
Maybe Matt Walsh.
Maybe Matt Walsh.
Yeah. I don't think he does, though.
She works constantly.
No one works more than Mary Holland.
They really don't. And
Pedro
she deserves
Pascal.
Every minute of it.
That's
Pedro Pascal, he does work a lot.
Yeah, he's
he does.
The only
I love
one.
Him. Yep. Yeah. Okay. First of all,
we should have him on.
Why wouldn't we? He's fabulous.
Yeah, we'll get him on.
Don't forget to order your Shades of V and your Carriage House blend.
Then if we have him, we might have to have Jessica Chastain or something.
Well, I thought you didn't like her.
Keep reading.
And you can order your Negrana from Negrana.com. Why wouldn't you? Also, huge announcement coming up soon. Rana's been Rana's been in the lab.
I'm so excited about it. I can't wait. Me too. I have a big meeting with
Rana. It's our cocktail club.
You Friday do? Morning, I have a big meeting with Kana to firm up the details. Did you see that fly?
No.
There's a fly in here.
Oh, that must be driving you
crazy. I'm going to go nuts. I'll lose it in about 30 seconds. Tony is about to get fired right off the premises.
Tony, run.
Empty out your desk, Tony, and don't come back.
Rana.
Next time there's a fly in my record
space. I want people to know. Rana won't admit it, but something's going on because she was giving it to Dante before we started, and now she's giving it to Tony.
Well, Dante deserved it. He sat there like it wasn't his job to tell me my microphone wasn't working.
I hate to tell you, when you two get into it, I'm as Swiss as can be, and I know that's cowardly, but I am.
Absolutely it is. You want to be liked by him, and you don't want to, and you don't want to be bothered by me.
Correct.
Yeah, you don't care whether I like you or not.
Oh yes, I do.
But what you don't want is just to get into it with me.
I only care what you think about me. I hold your opinion in the highest regard.
Dante, you care more about his opinion than me. I understand.
Please, I care about your opinions equally.
Are you taking the train when you go to Machu Picchu?
No, you've asked me so many times. Rana, I'm hiking
there is
to
a
Machu Picchu.
But the Belmont train to get up to Machu Picchu.
But I'm hiking up to
I'm
Machu
not
Picchu.
Talking about the hike, dear.
Oh, yes, I am taking the train.
There's a train to the place, and then there's a train to the other place.
Right. I'm hiking up to Machu Picchu.
I certainly hope so.
And then I take the Belmont. But the hike is 3 days.
Are you taking the Belmont train? That's what I want to know. Are you really?
Yeah, I mean, I booked like, Rana, my tent is for 4 people.
For yourself? Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't pick it. They picked it. I would have been fine with the tent for one.
Who's they?
The place that I'm doing this through.
Who's the purveyor? You can tell me. We can beep it out.
Yeah, no, we don't have to beep it out. They're great. It's called Inca Expert. They were highly recommended. And you can choose 3 different things. Like, you can choose, like, or actually 2 things. Like, luxury thing and then like an extra luxury thing. I did the luxury thing.
But why did they give you a tent for 4 people?
Rana, because it was originally for 2 people and the person I asked to go with me canceled. Okay? Does that make you feel better?
Do I know this person?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the second trip this person has canceled in 2 years?
Let me just see something on my calendar. What? Where?
Is this the second trip that person has canceled in 2 years? That's a yes or no question.
Sorry. I think there's a fly in here. Yeah.
There's a fly in your hair?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right.
Anyway, so that's the reason. Anyway.
I asked you if you had any gossip and you told me you didn't.
No. I don't have any gossip.
And then you told me you did have hot gossip. And what was your hot gossip? I can't remember now. Gave me a hot. You said, I've got breaking news.
Oh, yeah. Avios.
Yes, Avios points.
Yeah.
Okay, read us these comments.
Okay. TigerCon 55.
Still doesn't explain why you had a tent for 4 for 2. But anyway.
Well, because, Rana, that's how they do it for some reason. I don't know why. They say we get
but
you
the
a
Belmont
tent for four
train
for two.
To and from, or the Belmont train to? How does it work?
No, I'm not taking it from because I'm going to actually stay up there for an extra day.
Yeah.
There's like one hotel. I think it's the Belmont, actually.
Yeah. It is. It's right at the gates.
And then honestly, I have to look at my itinerary again. I can't remember how I'm getting down. I might never be coming down. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
But we'll see.
Wow. This would be quite a trip.
It is. I'm excited.
Yeah.
The dollar goes a long way there.
How long is the trip?
So I leave May 30th and I'm back June 10th. But 2 of those days are like travel days.
Yeah. In the capital.
Yeah.
You fly to Quito? Where do you fly to?
Lima. Yeah.
Okay, dear.
Lima alone. You
know? Yeah, Lima alone about this. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, I do. I'll talk about it all day, honey.
Okay, read a couple of these comments, and then our guest is here. So we have
TigerCon55 says, new listener. Wonderful. I found your podcast while searching for podcasts featuring Sandra Bernhard. Well, you came to the right place. It was the first time I ever listened to your show. My God, what have I been missing? I love you so, so much. It cheers me up during these dark pandemic times. Keep up the good work. Kimberly Carousel. I would do
Kimberly anything. Carousel.
I would do anything for that name.
That's your name. Yeah. Brana. Spotlight on Brian. Oh, cry. That's what. Oh, okay.
I've been listening to Ask Rana through the pandemic. I love that they capitalized it with a P. Thanks to the recommendation from the Stay F Homekin Sweeties. Ugh, that line. Yeah. Rana's advice is always honest, accurate, and kind. But Brian's adventures with rugged lobstermen, struggles with jealous Trader Joe's customers, talking about Shelly, I think.
Aye.
And lifetime movie-worthy recommendations for solving life's problems. Get yourself a trench coat, a wig, and fix whatever ails you. Add a twist of lime to the podcast cocktail. Five stars only. Ron, I feel like you wrote that. Just to make me feel better.
I definitely didn't write that.
Way Duck 21.
I would have hyphenated movie worthy. Lifetime movie worthy if I had written it. Yeah. Way Duck 21. This will be about me because it's a terrible screen name.
Rated 5 Shamrock Shakes.
That's fun.
Rana and Brian, capital Y, keep me entertained with their infinite wisdom. The show makes me laugh, blurt laughter out loud, and makes me want more. I'm a proud ship and look forward to each episode. And please remember to keep it brief. Thank you.
Please, yes.
Ron and Brian don't need to hear your life story. Get to the point.
Excellent.
Tony, I hate to tell you, Wade Duck 21, I don't know if they'd let it fly in Ron's face.
Wade Duck. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Listen, I have one other thing to tell you, and then we're going to let our guest in.
Okay.
Do you remember Valentine's Day? We did Lonely Hats.
Lonely Hats, yeah.
And we did meet and greets together.
Yeah.
And that adorable girl who was about to get married, Kylie Dworkin was the name.
Yes.
She was in Gainesville, Florida, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds right.
And she was there with a fiance, and we gave them a little bit of advice.
Dining room, I think.
Yes, they were sort of sitting there together at the table.
Yeah.
And she was still wearing her workout scrubs because she was getting in wedding shape or whatever she was doing.
Right.
They sent us a letter and a picture. And she had a Shtetl Clairvoyance cup, I believe.
Which
she said she was going to send us a couple of. Remember that? She's like her own little Etsy shop.
Oh, I love her.
She sent us 3 pictures from the wedding.
I see them. She looks beautiful.
She looks amazing.
What a handsome
couple. The setting's incredible. And we just want to say we're so, so happy for them.
No kidding. I do. You know what? I love that color blue in a suit that her hubby's wearing.
Yeah. They look so happy.
Yeah.
So congratulations, dear. Keep up the good work. We're waiting for our cups.
Can't wait for the cups.
Speaking of getting into our cups.
Yes. Fill her up, Mary.
Let's get into this fabulous guest.
I can't
ASAP.
Wait. There we go.
Ah, did you hear that?
I love that sound, Ron.
I absolutely love that sound. That is the new Shopify cha-ching.
Love it.
Every time I hear that sound, I get so excited because not only do I know that I'm supporting entrepreneurs and all the fabulous small businesses that use Shopify.
Totally.
I know that I am going to be communicated with in such a way that makes me so happy to be a customer.
Yeah.
That is truly what I love about Shopify.
No kidding.
They keep track of it every step of the way.
Rana, and we're familiar with Shopify even beyond that.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
We use Shopify for our coffee.
We certainly do.
So our customers absolutely know what it means to get a perfect customer service experience in terms of here's the minute you bought it. Here's the minute the package went out. Here's where it is, et cetera, et cetera. It's all there and it's so easy. Transactions are so much easier from the consumer side when you're buying something on Shop. I mean, I breathe a sigh of relief when I know I'm buying something on Shop because all my information's already in there.
It's so easy. Just a one-click pony.
Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business. Okay, so upstarts, startups, established businesses, whatever, can sell everything from everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. That's why as an entrepreneur myself, Brian.
Sure. Yes, you are, Rana.
I know you can relate because you're also an entrepreneur.
Well, I'm also one. So yeah.
I can't recommend Shopify enough for your business. If you're thinking about getting your business online, getting everything organized, giving your customers an incredible start to finish customer service experience, seamless, I'm telling you, Shopify is 100% the service for you. Shopify powers over 1.7 million businesses, pardon me. I wish I had stock in that company.
Come on.
From first sale to full scale, as they like to say.
Cute.
And they do all kinds of integrations with apps, so you can shop through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, you name it.
All the hits.
They give you all the insights. I'm on Shopify every minute checking out the coffee sales. I can see who bought. I can see where my favorite thing is. You can see where in the country who's visiting your store. Oh, somebody in South Dakota is thinking about buying the coffee.
Amazing.
So go to shopify.com/askrana. That's all lowercase for a free 14-day trial.
Come and get on,
full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. For instance, let's say Showstopper Cookies was looking to get on Shopify.
Ah,
this would
faves.
Be the moment.
Yep.
Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/askrana right now. Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Now, wait a minute.
Oh, my God, Rana. I have to tell you.
We had to chase this person down.
Well, no wonder she's constantly working. She's on the run always.
Well, it became my problem is what I want to say.
What does that mean?
You know, you invite someone to do something. You don't want it to become your problem. Chasing, constantly chasing.
She's very busy.
She's so busy.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say it, and I said it before, and I'll say it again. It's just so nice to see a good guy win. You know what I mean? She's a good one.
She appears to be. Oh, but I feel like during her advice today, we're going to find out just how nice Mary Holland really is.
The demon inside her.
Yeah, because
that's
going to
be the documentary
in
10 years, The Demon Inside Mary Holland.
A little bit of mischief. Very polite, very well raised.
Absolutely
very
hysterical.
Very, yes, thank you for having me. Delighted to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure, sure.
I want to start with her today. I want to know what the thing, it's got to be something.
Picadillo?
Just don't bring me cold eggs. You know, whatever it is, whatever her thing is.
Well, that's hard to blame her for that.
It's all fine, but don't bring me cold breakfast or whatever her moment is where she, that's where she says, now I got to take 3 breaths and remember.
Have you ever slapped anyone across the face on set?
Mary?
On set?
Yeah. As yourself,
Oh, as myself. No, I haven't. But I did try to do an air punch to a girl when I was in third grade. It was like a joke. It was a joke punch.
Yeah.
And it did connect.
Connected.
And it did connect.
Did she have to wear a headgear after that?
She didn't. The narrative in my head is that I did make her nose bleed, but I could be making that up. But I worked.
Can we get on
overtime.
Facebook and find out?
Oh, to apologize.
Maybe. Yeah. Yes. I worked overtime afterwards. I did like a true dog and pony show to get her to laugh and like for it to like be okay for the tension to
so
be.
So you've been spinning people's opinions of you since the third.
Rana, you got to light off. Rana is after you, Mary.
Wow.
She's after me too. And she's saying it's us. Yeah. It's her, I think.
It's her. No, it's so crazy that she's trying to turn this around because, yeah, this feels like aggressive.
Turn what around? Rana, Mary Holland. We didn't even introduce him. Mary Holland's with us.
Mary Holland's
tonight.
Here. You know her from everything. Yeah. She's a brilliant actress.
You have a television. Turn it on. Oh, Mary Holland's
you.
On it.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to see something great on television or on a streaming service? She's in it. She probably wrote it too.
She may have written it. Sorry. Bad news. Did you want? Do you like Christmas?
Yeah.
Mary Holland's in
it. Mary Holland.
Mary Holland is in Christmas. Mary Holland made Christmas fresh.
Better.
That's what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
What's going on? Are you doing a sequel, Mary Holland?
Thank you. Well, gosh, I would love to. I would love to.
And what about
so.
Dear Clea? Where's she? She's how come she hasn't been on the show?
She's doing a million things, right?
She is talk about busy.
So busy. She has
she
an
is
animated
a busy
show.
Bee. Yeah. She's an animated show. Yeah. She has a show with Amazon called High School that's based on Tegan and Sarah's autobiography about their childhood. So it's she's a busy woman.
And she's a runner. I see her all the time running.
How is she?
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And she's a runner.
She used to be a fan. I don't know if she is anymore. She used to be a fan. I don't know.
Oh,
if she,
I think she's
is
a forever
anymore.
Fan.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
A fan. I haven't heard from her in a while. She got very busy.
Well, she got busy.
Yeah.
Mary, I'm here to stick up for you for the rest of this. Is honestly, I'll tell you what,
Brian.
This is. It's a test because Ron at the beginning said, I don't take up for her ever. And so this, I think, was her final test to see if I would hear. But Rana, I got to tell you, she came in and her hair was bothering her. And I think it hasn't. That
I have bad news for you, Brian. This had nothing to do with you.
That's such
I know,
an insult.
It's almost impossible to believe that someone's behavior
could
have
you?
Nothing to do
Wait,
with
Wait, why was your hair bothering you?
She said it was lying too flat or something.
And, you know, I'll be honest with you, Mary. I was just trying to figure out my summer plans and I was a little distracted that I didn't have it all in place yet.
Oh, sure.
No, because what I don't want to do is deal with the rush.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Mary, are you in Atlanta right now? Is that what we're finding?
I am. Yes, you're finding me
I
here in Atlanta.
I feel that your Southern accent is coming out.
Are you from the South,
really?
Mary?
She's from Virginia.
Oh my gosh.
I don't
yes,
think I knew that.
Anna, that's
there
yes,
is just
ma'am.
A teeny tiny little something that's creeping out a little bit more than now that you've been in
well,
Atlanta.
I don't
is
know.
That possible?
I don't know.
Oh,
sure.
Yes.
I don't know. It might be possible. I don't know. You know, here's the thing about me is I'm a chameleon. So it's sort of like wherever
so
I go, you know, I kind of I'm absorbing,
sure.
I'm reflecting.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Are you having fun in Atlanta? Can you
I'm
tell us what you're
so
working on
fun.
Or is it top secret?
You know, I don't know if it is or not, but I think to err on the side of caution, I'll keep it
under wraps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I am having a great time here. I'll say that. It's a real party.
Have That's you got great. Anything coming out in the next minute?
And then, yes, in 3 minutes, counting down. No, I do have something coming out in May, a movie called Senior Year.
Okay.
That's starring Rebel Wilson, Zoe Chow.
Oh, yes.
Sam Richardson, and written by our beloved Brandon Scott Jones.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Yeah.
You haven't had him on yet either. We should get him on to support the show.
Wonderful.
What a guy.
He is.
What a guy.
Such a talent, too.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. How fun. And so you go back. What is it? Rebel Wilson goes back to high school.
I mean, yeah.
And do you go back to, or are you a teacher at the institution?
God, you're nailing it. Basically what happens is Rebel plays a character who is at 17 years old. She has a cheerleading accident and goes into a, nailed it. And then
fun. She
wakes up 20 years later and her friends from high school, me and Sam and Zoe are all now, Zoe is
teachers.
A parent of a teacher, of a student at the school. I'm the principal.
Yes.
Can you believe they gave me that much authority?
I love it.
And then Sam plays the librarian, but it's very fun. It's a fun
Oh, that movie. Does sound fun.
That's
and who directed it?
Alex Hardcastle directed it.
Okay.
Yes. So it's going to be a real romp. Lots of dancing, lots of choreography.
Oh,
yes.
I can't wait. Feel good.
Yes.
Feel good.
Feel good. Yeah.
And you got to have a little Veep reunion with Sam, which is super fun.
Yes. Sam.
Sam's
love Sam
wonderful.
So much.
I don't know. I'm acting like I know him. I don't. I just love him and everything.
Such a doll. He's great. Such yes. a doll. All right, Dia. Should we get into it, Brian?
Yeah, because Rana, I have to be honest with you. The show is about helping people. And right. I feel like Mary, as the principal of a high school, sure. whether it's real or fake.
As a Hollywood star.
Knows a few things about order, discipline, and steering people the right way.
Ugh.
You know?
Wow. I really appreciate that.
So, Mary, yeah. we're going to answer some questions from listeners. There's no pressure to give the right advice. There's just pressure to speak from the heart.
Exactly.
From the heart. Okay.
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay.
And Brian's going to read the first one.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Love it.
Oh, gosh. This one starts out with no dear, Rana, Brian, whoever. It just says, names may be used if read. That's the first line of this thing. Names may be used if read.
Well, you know what I want to say about that? Now I am. You're right, Brian. I've got a button to that.
Never heard that.
I don't need that extra. You want to change the names? Change the names. I don't know the names unless you tell me the names. And so why are you telling me names may be used if read? I'm going to assume if there were words on the page, I can read them.
Whatever happened to class? It's okay, by the way, if you read this letter, which I'd be so appreciative of, you can use the names.
Right.
Names may be used if read.
No, it's so cold. It's so...
But why are you putting it on me to worry about your comfort level?
Yeah.
Just tell me.
We're going to give it to this person.
Yeah. I'm already not on it. Let's find out what their problem is, because I'm already not on their side. So let's find out.
Love y'all so much. I like them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Y'all. They can always get you with a y'all.
Well, no, because this will be a good question for Mary.
It touches the sorority girl and Brian. There's a little Texas sorority.
There is a Texas thing. I like it.
Yeah.
Love y'all so much. Absolutely.
Crystal light. Yeah.
And find myself in a pickle I'm struggling to navigate on my own.
A pickle.
Thank you for taking the time to read this and for brightening these ever-present, unprecedented times.
Brightening.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Backstory.
Brightening, yeah.
One of my best friends just moved back to the city I live in with her husband. We have lived countries away for about 5 years, then many states away for another 5. Wow. Having my friend a short drive away for the last 6 months has been a real treat.
Countries, then states.
Yeah,
countries.
What about that? Countries.
Oh my gosh.
At least 5.
Wow.
On New Year's Eve, she hosted a small gathering with a few friends. One, a gal she became close with over the last few years who was in town exploring the idea of moving to our city. She seemed a bit of a party girl, having a guy with her she drunkenly met in Vegas and proceeded to be very obnoxiously all over all night. There were 8 of us there total, including my friend's mother-in-law. Fun. It was not a party hard situation or with any dark corners to escape to. They were just going to town on each other on a small balcony next to all of us watching fireworks or feet from our conversation inside. I had one other interaction with her at a bar, at which she was also completely wasted before we even got there. She reminds me a lot of that SNL character, the girl you wish you hadn't started a conversation with at a party, to an uncanny degree. Yeah. Anyway, she's now decided to move here, and my friend keeps talking about how excited she is, already planning group girls outings, and I'm just feeling more and more sick to my stomach. I work in a helping profession and talk to people all day long.
Oh.
I'm an empathic introvert that deeply hates small talk, who also deeply values my own time and little capacity I have left anymore. We are all in our
Mary's reaction's already the best reaction.
It's truly. It speaks volumes. We are all in our mid-30s, though I would guess she's a bit younger. My friend is so kind, has such a big heart, and likes to be very inclusive of these little lost birds. So I worry if I draw a harsh boundary around not wanting to interact with party girl that I will see a lot less of her. I count myself very lucky to not be lacking in lovely people in my life, but would be sad to lose this friend I am just rebuilding depth with. I'm not afraid of a hard conversation or boundaries, but want to be gentle, as my friend seems to really love this party girl. How would you navigate this? Wild ideas welcome. So much gratitude. Kiss, kiss, stress, friend. By the way, we didn't get one name.
That's right.
Brian,
except for Las Vegas.
That's the only name we got.
That's the only name.
Wow.
Brian? And why that isn't used more for a little boy or a little girl, that name.
It's so beautiful.
It's beautiful. Oh. It evokes such wonderful, calming energy.
Brian, you're right. Not one name.
Not one name.
Not one name. name.
Mm-mm. Names may be used if read. Mm-hmm. No names.
No names.
Great.
Okay.
Mm. Wild ideas welcome.
That,
oh, my God.
What is that? They put that on a mug.
To me, it yeah. just seems as simple. Live and Mary, please weigh in.
Yeah.
To me, oh, actually, you go first, Mary. You tell me. What do okay. you think?
Well, listen, I really relate to what this this listener has put down here. I also feel very introverted, very, I'd like to think of myself as deeply empathetic, but sometimes I'm not so sure.
Sure.
Well, I said,
depends on the person.
I said she's nice, but is she that nice?
But is yeah. she that nice?
Yeah.
Deeply empathetic. I also, small talk is, it can be tough for me. It depends on mm-hmm. who it's with, but I do find it difficult at times. And so I really relate to the listener on those points. The points where I'm like, wow, this listener has a much more together than I do is being able to set boundaries and not being afraid of difficult conversations. Cause boy,
right.
I'll run from both of those things.
I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I feel like, I think there's a nice middle ground between saying, I no longer want to hang out with you because you're hanging out with this person, and I have to go do everything that you're doing with this person. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like there's surely a way to sometimes participate, you know, if you want to, and then sometimes get some alone time with this friend.
Don't accept the invitation and expect, but do expect 3 times a year to see this girl throw yeah. up on herself, bring a guy over, you know, whatever
oh
it is.
Oh my gosh.
The Christmas potluck, 4th of July, whatever the big drink events are of the year, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
This girl is the kind of person who likes to start drinking early and doesn't like to stop. And I'm not saying she has an alcohol problem. I don't know anything about it. I'm just saying she likes to party. And so, and when she does, she goes for it, and she doesn't mind whose mother-in-law is on the balcony.
Right.
So that's who she is.
And that and says she, a lot. That says she, a lot.
She does. Might be fun, or she might, you know, and your friend might have a little of that in her, a little. And look, some people want a friend who says, let's go to Applebee's at 5:30 and stay till close.
Who wants that friend?
There is someone that does. Cause when you get to Applebee's, they're at the bar.
Well, you
so
know,
they
what's
all
so
got
interesting?
There together somehow. Not that I've been to an Applebee's, but you understand.
I do understand.
But she signed off wild ideas welcome. And I would say this friend is a wild idea.
Absolutely. Right? I also want to say this.
Wild ideas not welcome.
She
yeah.
did all that yeah. said, and I'm sure you're totally right. All that said, she met this person one time on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is arguably the biggest party night of the year if you're that person.
Is
I do think that this person did display wild behavior in a way that, like, even the party hardiest of us on New Year's Eve in a small gathering wouldn't act this way. You know, that is a lot. However,
I think that's a very good point, Brent. I didn't realize
yeah,
they'd only had the one interaction.
Yeah.
So I actually think that I wouldn't deny the first few invitations with this person to dinner. I would
good
say
point.
If the three of you hang out and she is like this a lot, I think you could easily say to your friend, yeah. like, hey, I think I'm good with her in group settings, but I'm just not feeling it one-on-one. But I think she's lovely, and I'm glad you have her as a friend. I just think
yeah.
maybe it's a group thing for me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe
well,
just
you
give
don't
her
have
a
to
shot.
Say any of that. You just keep turning down the invitations that are the ones that you don't want.
Yeah.
And making plans that are on the side. And if she says, what if I invite Julie?
Right, that could happen.
Or whatever. You say, I think I'd rather keep it just us.
Yeah.
And after
yeah.
you say that 2 or 3 times, if your friend doesn't get the message, and then if your friend says, what's the deal? It seems like you don't like Julie. You can say, I think she's great. I'm not crazy about a one-on-one.
Las Vegas is her name.
Las Vegas is
sorry,
her
Las
name.
Sorry, Las
it's
Vegas.
The only
it's
Las Vegas.
Okay to
That's
use her
name.
Name. I apologize. I didn't have to make up a new name for her. Her name's Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you make an excellent point, which is we don't really know.
Yeah.
I would also say, if you want a wild idea, make out with her mother.
In-law.
I don't care. Make out
or
with
her
somebody,
mom.
Or her mom.
Las Vegas's mother?
Whoever's
yeah.
mother.
Well, that'll quiet it down real fast.
Yeah, that's that'll shift the focus.
Just
yeah.
game sees game and match her energy one night. And
I love that.
Yeah, you could try it that way. And then, you know, whatever.
That's good.
Say, oh, I'm gonna take your mom and scissor her right on the table at Applebee's.
Whoa. Oh, man.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I mean, that's an extreme
Mary,
idea.
You can see it's me, right? You can see that I'm the one who's making people uncomfortable and you know, waiting for Brian to defend me. And, you know, this is.
I thought it was wild enough to suggest scissoring, but then it got even wilder when it's happening at Applebee's.
Listen, you don't think that's happened before? You don't think that's happened before at an Applebee's? I guarantee you it has. Remember when they had Applebee's after dark? That's not even a joke. They used to.
What's that?
Ah, you've got a Google image Applebee's after dark. It was like an all night party they would have like once a month at Applebee's.
No, you're making would go in that like, up.
Dante, I beg you, look up Applebee's after dark, Google image it, and then just put some pics in the chat. That's all I ask you. I beg you.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
I can't wait till we find out that it means like from 7 to 11.
Well, that could be true. I'm not going to rule that out.
Yeah.
I didn't say everything I say is the truth.
Yeah. They used to close at 8:30 and on one night of the week, they close at 10.
It might have been that. But I will say my final thing is just, I don't think you know this girl enough yet. You met her one time when she was sort of the odd man out on New Year's fucking Eve. Like, let's see
how it goes. You also don't. Don't have to know her if you don't want to. Meaning
Definitely
you don't have to
not.
Make a new friend, but you also don't have to judge her based on that one event.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Club Applebee's after
Club Applebee's.
Here we go.
Check out the debauchery.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. It is absolutely happening.
Oh my gosh. Whoa, it really is a club.
Two women in a can of whipped cream. What?
That's what I'm saying.
They're getting out of control.
Yep.
Where is this, Dante? Southwest
After
Florida.
10 p.m. Thank you. Estero, Florida, where all happens.
Oh, my God.
No. This says something about...
Is this still going on? Are they still doing this?
No. I don't know.
If it is, I can't believe no one's bought any new clothes since 1997. Wow. Applebee's after dark. Okay. Yeah. Yikes. Tony's going to have a field day with us.
This is going to be fun.
Gosh.
Wow is what I have to say to that.
If you guys ever want to go to Florida, we should go to one.
Oh, I'm
how
in.
Fun would that be? I'll organize a trip.
I'm going to pass on that, actually.
Oh, Rana, you'll love it. I guarantee
Rana,
you.
Rana, you'll have so much fun.
That's right.
I am going to
From now on, our live show should only be at Club Applebee's.
Applebee's, yes. That feels very... We had been talking about Cafe Carlisle, but I love the idea of Applebee's after dark. I don't even know where there is an Applebee's, but I look forward to performing.
I don't either. Right. Woodland Hills, maybe? I have no idea.
I am going to read the next question, but Brian, I'm going to read number three before number two. I just feel like it.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Hello, Ronna and Brian, an illustrious guest, if applicable.
I would say so.
Fingers crossed. That's nice.
I just want to say one other thing to our last friend, which is I need everybody to slow down a little bit on how well they know themselves.
Keep going. What do you mean?
Wow.
That makes sense. Everybody these days wants to tell everybody exactly who they are. I'm an introvert that only takes bubble baths on Tuesdays. And if anyone tries to mess with my schedule, they're out of my friend group. Yeah,
I would say if you know exactly who you are 100%, you've got to
You don't sound like much fun.
I don't think anyone ever really does, right?
Right. And that's the whole journey of life is to know yourself, exactly. Right?
You can know yourself. You can know what you like. You can know what you don't like. But when you start creating this silo around yourself, and anyone whose behavior is not the way exactly that you want it, you close yourself off to any kind of serendipity or surprise in this world.
Very nice.
I love that, Rana. Yeah.
I'm not saying you have to make new friends with everybody that comes around, but at least sit back with one eyebrow up and say, it's kind of funny that she made out in front of somebody's mother-in-law.
Yeah, be curious.
Or, I wouldn't have done it, but, you know, it was a New Year's to remember. I mean, I always say you should invite one horrible person to a wedding, that people need something to talk about. If the wedding is perfect, be careful who that person is. But the next morning, the people at brunch need something to talk about.
Yeah.
And you want to be able to say, did you notice that her aunt wasn't wearing underwear?
Yeah.
And you say, did I notice she flashed me in front of the ice sculpture? And then someone else says, well, I noticed because earlier in the evening, I love the forensic reconstruction of the night of a wedding or a bat mitzvah.
Right. This is where I was.
Yes.
You think you're the only one that witnessed something. And then someone else says, well, I saw her having a cigarette with the busboy at 7:45. And you think, what else happened? Yeah. And it just keeps, well, did you know they all went to the hot tub? And you say, I went to bed. I didn't know anything happened.
And then the body was found at dawn.
Exactly. Yes.
But if you're the person who says, and it's now 10:05 and I need to put on my eye mask and I can't believe they were playing loud music at the wedding.
Mary,
you know,
I have to tell Mary something.
What just happened?
Mary, I had dental work done this morning. I had a chip
this morning?
Tooth. Yes, I had a chip tooth. So that's why, and it's still a little numb. So that's why I'm drinking root beer with a straw.
Wow.
Zevia. And if I don't hit the right side of my mouth, it dribbles down. So I'm going to try and hit the right side of my mouth for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, but something did just bubble out of your mouth.
I know, Ronnie, because I did the wrong side.
It was a big frothy bubble.
Can't hold it. But look, I'll do it this way and you won't notice. Look at this. This will be good for the audience.
What a
before and after.
What a spokesmodel you are.
See? Perfect.
Yeah.
No foamy.
Thanks. I have a perfect smile too.
Okay, we're moving on.
Okay,
but I'm just saying, everybody just be a little careful about your labels and your boundaries, okay? Mm. We want to have healthy boundaries, but let's leave ourselves open to, you know, one or two unexpected things to happen in life.
Lovely. I agree.
Hello, Ron and Brian, an illustrious guest, if applicable. Well, it certainly is in this situation.
That's right, Ronna.
Thank you for all your wonderful guidance and amazing products over the years. I exclusively send my mom gifts from your Ronica list. She even made her own trek from the Bronx to Fiasco in Brooklyn to restock her Negroni supplies.
That's no small feat, by the way.
That's impressive. Yeah. I think they would have delivered it to her for about $9.
Right.
I'm writing with a question that feels silly, but I hope you'll understand. I moved into a new apartment 5 weeks ago. On my very first morning, I found a bed bug.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
My apartment has been treated and I have laundered everything I own, but I'm struggling to feel safe in this new place. I want my apartment to feel safe and cozy, and instead it is crowded with trash bags that are filled with clothes and plastic boxes filled with my unpacked belongings. This is horrible. I've been trying to treat myself kindly. I bought beautiful candles and even added shades of vanilla to my daily routine.
That's our coffee.
Oh, what did she need to add it for?
Yeah, I should have already been there, huh?
All right. I think we're going
to turn. But I'm happy to know that we still have new customers. I can't believe there are still people that listen to this show that haven't tried the coffee, I have to say.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you don't want to enjoy your life. I apologize.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I'm not going to say our coffee makes bed bugs go away because it smells too good and they only like horrible things.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say that it doesn't.
I apologize that I've given you an avenue through which to improve your life and you don't want to walk through that door. I apologize. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can solve my paranoia and persistent fear that bed bugs are hiding around every corner, but I hope you can help me fill the apartment with luxurious items as I try to trick my brain into a sense of security. Are there sheets I should add to my bed that will make it feel special again? Mm-hmm. Is there a self-care routine I can add to my day? How can I take this challenging first month and make the next 11 months livable? Thank you. Bugging out. Now, that to me sounds like they already know they're going to break the lease.
Well, I will say this really quickly.
Yeah, this is not good.
I've never had bed bugs. I know a couple of people who have. And the PTSD from that is real. Like,
yeah, I'm certain of it.
There are phantom bed bugs that they see. You know what I mean? Like, it is really, really
traumatic. Of course, they're tiny.
Yeah, exactly.
Mary, have you ever had any experience with bed bugs?
No, I haven't. I lived in an apartment building once where I remember walking. We lived in like the rear unit.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. R at the end of that.
and I walked past
what?
Several.
What did that mean?
And it was anal.
R at the end of that? What does that mean?
Because sometimes the apartments will be like 5R or like, right, you know, that right. sort of thing.
Yes. But oh. I would walk past apartments to get to our door. And the door, two doors down from us, it had a sign that said bed bugs, you know, there's bed bugs in here.
Shit.
Basically. But we never got them. But yes, I same thing, Brian. I have lots of friends who have dealt with them, and the PTSD is so serious, and it feels like break the lease, right?
I couldn't stay a night in there.
Yeah,
probably.
I couldn't either.
Have you had bed bugs, Rana?
Oh, Mary, you're about to get kicked off this thing for even I mean, you really?
Well, I'll say this: I have not, but I'll say this: I certainly there was a big bed bugs. Now, bed bugs are like shock attacks, like shock bites. People talk about them, then they don't talk about them. And really, this is sort of a consistent problem, probably. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's a hot story and sometimes it's not a hot story. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yes.
It's happening. And either you're tuning into it or you're not tuning into it.
Yeah.
Some years it sounds like everybody's getting eaten by a shark. You couldn't go in the water. And then you look at the numbers, and, you know. Every
well, it's
year.
When it was happening
maybe
in New
50
York
people
at the
in the world
that
get attacked by sharks.
Right, yeah. Right. I see. Okay.
Right.
So, but then you're hearing about it and you think, why would anyone step in the water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in New York, there was a very serious bed bug problem. And I don't know whether
even
it
in
ever
the hotels. Yeah.
I don't know whether it ever died down or people stopped talking about it. I have not been in a movie theater in New York since. Have I?
Were they there?
Maybe once for a premiere.
Well, you got to go to a premiere.
Wow. No stopping.
What am I going to do about that? I have an obligation to show up for something like that. That's part of my professional life. That's not, But I have not been in just any old walk in and see a movie in New York in, I don't know, a decade probably. Mm-hmm. Because there was that moment where there were bed bugs everywhere. And then you start thinking about it. You start thinking people with bed bugs go to the movies and they sit in a seat. And what if I sit in there?
And Rana knows a lot about this because her boyfriend is an upholsterer.
Correct.
He does like.
Not my boyfriend, he is a gentleman that I spend time with occasionally.
He reupholsters furniture or like reupholsters. Right. Like, he'll do like a new fabric on the seats. He goes like once a year at a time.
All
in theater.
Of the AMCs.
Familiar with fabric.
All of the,
all the AMCs.
Yes.
Yeah. But in
how
some
does he
ways,
do that, Rana? Does he have a staff? Well, I didn't know. I mean, that's a lot
of work.
That
really made
Brian
mad,
thinks I'm dating
question.
A handyman. That's the status. He thinks I'm dating an upholsterer.
Yeah.
As opposed to a person that has the contract to reupholster every theater in Las Vegas.
Who has an upholstery empire.
Correct.
Got it. Okay.
In any event, bed bugs are good for business for him. Because this is exactly what people say, is that we've got to replace everything.
Yeah.
The truth is bed bugs are bugs. So, or they're like gophers. They want your lawn. You get them out of there. They go to somebody else's lawn. Bed bugs or fleas. They hit your ride to somebody else's house when you tell them they can't stay anymore.
Would you move for fleas or roaches though?
I would move for any one of these things unless the apartment was incredible.
Would you move for sharks?
Great question.
What do you mean by that?
If there were sharks, please go ahead.
The ocean is the shark's house. If I want to come into his house, that is the risk I take.
That's right. You're a guest in his house, right?
That's correct.
Right.
When people are surprised that things happen in the ocean.
Yeah, it's like you're not supposed to even be, that's not your world, dude.
It's not even planet Earth, the ocean.
No.
You step into the ocean, you're on another planet.
You're on another
and
planet.
Someone else is in charge of this continent, which is
and guess
ocean.
What? It's not you.
No,
correct.
People do not control the ocean.
No, and
that
the ocean.
A news flash to everybody.
Right.
85% of the planet is the ocean. Is that right?
As are we, Ronis. I think it's 70%.
Yeah, 70%.
And we are 70% water.
That's
and
right.
And we are not in control of that space.
We don't even know what's going on down there.
Those
no,
silly,
there are things
silly,
we're discovering every day.
How lucky are we that our cars arrive in those boats and our products from overseas and that
right.
they even make it, that anything even makes
that
it.
That anything
anywhere.
Makes it.
Over the ocean.
By the way, ask the Titanic.
Ask the Suez Canal. That boat
ask
that got stuck in the Suez Canal last year.
God, remember?
Ask Oh God. I mean, ask anyone.
Honestly, ask anyone.
They'll tell you.
A shackle
it's
by
not
you.
Like it up here that like it is down there.
A shackle like under it. The sea, under the sea.
Rana.
A shark will bite you 10 feet from the shore.
Yeah.
They do not care. They don't want to bite
care.
You. But if you're bothering
no,
them,
care.
Or they're
nobody cares.
Or whatever it is. Anyway, forget about sharks. My point is this. It's very, very, sounds like this person has a ruminative mind anyway. So this is not the only thing that can't escape their glance. You know, maybe they're a little bit particular about certain things. And this is now what they latch their anxiety onto. And it's not an irrational fear. It isn't. Mm-mm. But this is also what happens to people with the pandemic. People are walking around. This is happening to people all over the world, mm-hmm. thinking, yeah. you're breathing on me. The invisible bugs, as opposed to the visible bugs. The good news is your bugs are visible. So as disgusting as that sounds, they came, they fumigated the place. Do I think you should keep all your stuff? Probably not if it's really bothering you. The only way, my understanding, not the only way, you can heat them out. And then also I think you can put your things in the freezer is the other way.
And if you wrap them in plastic for like 4 or 5 days, they
suffocate them.
Exactly.
Yeah. What?
But then what? Who cleans that up? Who cleans that massacre up after that happens?
Well, you just,
wash
them in the trash can.
Yeah.
I'll slide right off this chair. But I do think you just have to do all of the things and you have to tell yourself my apartment is now 10 times cleaner than it was before I moved in. And I would
see all
the stuff still in the bags as an opportunity. The bed bugs couldn't get to any of that stuff because you had it away. But I would find out if the building still has a problem, because if there's a problem in the building, you need to get out of the building.
And you might be able to get out of that lease too, for that reason.
I know you might
Go
be
ahead,
able
Brian,
to. No. I was just going to say exactly what you said, that there chances are you could get out of that lease, but unlike COVID, you don't have immunity from bed bugs for a few months.
No,
you can get an infestation again.
I also think that person is going to move and then be obsessed with whether the next building has bed bugs.
But I will say this.
Follows you.
My sheet du jour. Mm-hmm. My sheet set
sure.
du jour.
Taking notes.
Oh, don't. They're going to be t-shirt jeans.
Oh, no, they're not. I feel so sorry for you, Rana, that you don't know what I know. Etitude. Not attitude. Etitude. Bamboo sheets. They feel like sexy, but don't look sexy. So it's not like that. Sexy, soft.
I don't like slippery sheets.
They're not slippery, Ron. It's not like satin or anything. They are so wonderful. You want to cloak yourself. You wish, you wish.
Are they machine washable?
You wish. They are machine washable.
Because that's important for her. She needs to feel like she's cleaning her sheets all the time.
Try cleaning their sheets. They're machine washable.
No, but I mean, do they have to be hung? Some sheets need a lot of extra care.
You can wash and dry. These are, honestly, they're so luxurious.
Where
I got
did you
one
find
pair
them?
And then I got another.
Wow.
I think I read an article about it in like GQ or something. And I was like, okay. Oh, that sounds interesting. They're delicious.
Etitude. And now if I were to take a running, if I were to start on one side of the room, and I were to run as fast as I could and jump on the bed, would I skid over the surface like a rock?
Great absolutely question. Not.
I would be cushioned.
You would be cushioned. They're lovely. Wow. They're lovely.
Oh my God. Etitude.
Etitude.
Good etitude.
I used to be a Brooklinen and that all changed after Etitude.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check this out.
The bamboo ones.
Okay. Sustainable too.
Sustainable.
It's good.
I would also do a deep Google on whether there's like a scent that bed bugs hate or whether. So for instance, with ants or something like that, they don't like peppermint oil. So you can either buy, or whatever that borax.
Gophers also don't
whatever
like
that's
that.
Called.
Peppermint oil?
There are sometimes natural deterrents. Mm-hmm. And I would find out if there is a scent that they don't like, or assuming it's a scent that you do like. and I'd probably spray that. But I also think you need to get the place smudged.
Well, and also there are mattress covers that are bed bug resistant.
Mattress covers.
Yes, they do have stuff like that. But I don't know if that doesn't eliminate the, your
But this is very tricky because I think this person lives in New York. And the question is, are you just going to move out of New York?
Thing.
I mean, it's rats and bed bugs. That's what it is. And when it's not your turn, you're lucky. But it's always somebody's turn to have a mouse, to have a this, to have a that.
There's also this stuff called and I'm not going to say it correctly, but diatomaceous earth or something, or diatomaceous earth. And what it is fascinating. This works on all bugs with exoskeletons. So
excuse me.
All bugs. So your excuse. It's basically a powder made from fossilized fossils of sea creatures or something, but it's highly, like, the content is like highly mineral. It's so safe for humans. You could like put it in your smoothies and it's fine. But what it does with creatures with exoskeletons is it dissolves the exoskeleton. So it's not kind, but it's kind of like, it basically makes them disintegrate.
Wait, where do you put it? Yeah.
You just like sprinkle it around the like posts of your bed, or put it in the corners where you see ants coming in. Like, we had a big ant problem in the last place I lived in, and we would just, the whole place, it just looked like we had a big cocaine problem because it was just covered in this powder.
What's the name of it again?
But that's not diatomaceous earth. I'm looking at it right now.
Earth.
But here's the thing. That's not the same thing as those sticks, those like boron sticks or whatever, is it?
I don't think so. No. It's like a powder. It's basically like you would just, I mean, it looks like flour almost. You just kind of just put it around.
Where do you buy it when you buy it?
Home Depot, baby.
And you put it in your room?
And you put it in your room, you put it in the corners, and it's totally safe for pets. Like, it's like for mammals, it's fine.
It has like one bugs, specific target.
Says food grade, ant and crawling insect killer.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Wow. What kind of bugs does it kill? Fleas, mites, lice, ants, millipedes, earwigs, cockroaches, silverfish, my natural enemy. Bed bugs, crickets, centipedes, pill bugs, soap bugs, most beetles. I'll throw up some grubs. Okay.
I could honestly want to listen to you. Will you read it again? I'm not even kidding.
No, please.
Will you read the list again? I actually loved it.
Diatomaceous earth is effective against any insect that has an exoskeleton.
Yeah.
This includes fleas, mites, lice, ants, millipedes, earwigs, cockroaches, silverfish, bed bugs, crickets, bed bugs.
Yeah, Ronna, we
bed
know.
Bugs.
Crickets, centipedes, pill bugs, which also make me sick.
Oh, I don't know what those are.
Oh, those little potato bugs. Sow bugs. Most beetles. Fungus gnat larvae.
Oh my God.
And some grubs.
Some grubs, not all.
No, some.
Some grubs.
But some.
What is an earwig?
Oh, they have the little pincers in their butt.
Ew.
It's like, they kind of like walk like in a sort of almost snake like way, but they have like pincers.
Oh, I know
in
what you're
butt.
Talking
Pinches.
About.
Yeah.
In your ear. Disgusting. And pinch your ear.
Ew.
No, they don't.
No,
I thought
think
that's
she's
why
right.
they were called that. That they crawl in your ear and they.
Mary, now I have to. This became that show.
This is that. This is that.
Don't tell me
this
I have to think
that.
Oh, you know what we've done, by the way? All we've done. I just did a Google. All we've done now are earwigs harmful to humans?
Great all question. Done. Oh, God.
This is a misconception.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Earwigs can use their forceps to grasp onto a finger or. If agitated, but earwigs do not sting, nor are they dangerous. Okay, but that doesn't say anything about ears. Do earwigs really go in your ear?
Oh, here we go.
Earwigs are generally harmless bugs with a bad reputation. Oh. Despite what you may have heard, they are not known to climb into your ears, although they have been cases where earwigs have been found in your ear. The name is inaccurate. That's from WebMD.
Well, I would say wig is inaccurate too.
True.
And this is, and you know what? This is, this is such a beautiful moment because this is an example of me learning that I don't know everything about everything. And maybe this is, it's time for me to stop judging earwigs.
Well, don't tell Marianne Williamson that because she says everyone knows everything.
Don't stop. Don't stop judging. Yeah, no.
Marianne. And I would take her advice and run with it.
All right. We've got it. By the way, I just want everyone to know all we've done is make life worse for this girl.
That's true. We actually did.
We're going to read, the third thing, but I think it's pretty clear that we're sending her a ton of diatomaceous or tomatoes.
Yes. Mary, what? Yes. Were you going to say something and I cut you off?
No.
Okay, good. That's good. I'm glad.
What are those sticks called that you're supposed to use for ants?
Oh, the ones with like that sweetener thing in there that they take back to the hive?
The white powder. Is that what it is?
Oh, I don't know. I've used something before where they take a taste of something because they think you set it out for them and they think like, honey, this meal is on you. And they eat it, eat it, eat it. And then they take it back to their queen and everybody dies.
Oh, boric acid. That's what it is.
You want to know something else? Acid. You know, want to know what, you know how ants like sugar and sweet things and stuff? Yeah. You know what they won't touch?
What?
Anything with artificial sugar. They're like, what the fuck is that? And they'll just skirt around it.
They have a good palate.
They do.
Also coffee. And this is where coughing could come into play. I've heard that coffee grounds are also a deterrent for
bed bugs.
Well, no, for ants. I don't know about bed
bugs. All right. I'm just going to, Brian's reading the next question. I'm just going to Google what do bed bugs hate?
Okay. The living room.
Honey. Okay, here we go.
That was very funny.
Thank you.
How to kill bed bugs. Ugh.
Okay, here we go.
This whole show is just going to be a compilation of me retching.
Honestly, Mary, I hope you'll agree with me here. When Ronna read that list, it felt like it should either be a children's book or a puppet show.
I totally agree.
I want children's theaters to go classroom to classroom and talk about different kinds of bugs, and I want it to be your
list. Yes. It was riveting.
I loved it.
Every name had a point of view.
Totally. It's so true.
Great news, everyone. Yeah. Bed bugs prefer certain colors and hate others.
What are the colors?
I'll tell you what they hate. They hate shades of vanilla.
Ronna, you're safe then.
She needs to get her sheets.
It doesn't actually say shades of vanilla.
Specifically, bed bugs prefer red and black and hate yellow, white, and green.
Oh, okay.
Wow, well, okay.
Mary, they're going to love that curtain behind you, but they're not going to like the walls. So you'll be okay. Just stay away from the curtain.
But they're also going to love my
smell attracts bed bugs.
Lasagna.
Lasagna. No, dirty sheets is what attracts them.
Wash your sheets.
Type of vinegar kills bed bugs? Apple cider.
Oh, that's baloney.
We should turn this into a trivia game.
That would be fun.
That's fun.
Okay. All right, Brian, read the next one, dear.
At our next live show, Ronna, we'll have a bed bug trivia.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to see if people learned it on this show.
Yeah. Yes. Apple Bee After Dark. Here we go.
Exactly. Dear Ronna, Brian, capital Y, and baby Steve. Wow. I don't know how I feel about this. So anyway, Mary.
Well, I'll tell you how I feel about it. Baby Steve's not on this show.
Baby Steve is Ronna's son's daughter.
Correct.
Right.
I don't think I've ever called her Ronna's granddaughter.
Well, that's but she is. She's Ronna's son's daughter. And baby Steve has not chosen to live her life in the spotlight. So I don't appreciate people writing the baby.
I don't either, but for different reasons, because I don't need the
conflict. You don't want to share the spotlight.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Thank you for making my Tuesday mornings brighter for the last 100+ weeks. I know how you value a short
100+
letter.
100+, okay.
So here is my question. My fiancé and I sent out digital save the dates about a year in advance of our destination wedding, which is set for December 2022. Okay. As we get closer to sending out actual invitations, there are a handful of people who I regret sending save the dates to.
Oh boy.
Sorry.
These are people I was better in touch with in the past and included on my list out of obligation, but have not heard a peep from them in ages. Is there a world in which we do not send invites to everyone who received a save the date? It's not like we can say we are changing the event from a larger event to a small family only affair. It will likely be a guest count of around 130 people. Is there a graceful way to extract I love that word. These people from my guest list.
I think excise is actually the word that
probably true
fits there, but yeah.
Or do we send the invite and hope, since they haven't been in touch, they won't make the effort to attend the wedding? Kiss, kiss, K. Now, Mary, you got married in the past couple of years, right?
I did. I got married during the pandemic, actually. I got married. We did a backyard ceremony with our families on Zoom.
Fabulous.
Congratulations, really Mary Thank Holland.
You. Were there Thank people you. That you, or just by the nature of you having a small wedding, the pressure was off to sort of be like, do I invite this person or do I not invite? Because it was like a family only thing.
Totally, totally. Yeah. It yes. And there were family, close friends. And then the next day, though, we had a drive-through reception.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
Where we had people come by and like, you know.
So you got married in the height of the pandemic.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So we really.
What made you want to do it, to go through with it?
I think, well, we had chosen the date. Halloween is our favorite holiday. And then the Halloween 2020 was a blue moon.
And oh.
So it just felt. It
had to happen.
Had to happen. I was just like, this
Did you
is
wear
it.
An orange
this
dress?
Is the date. Well, I wore, I'm so glad you asked. I wore a sort of like a wheat colored dress with a Pretty. Bright orange sash.
Oh, I remember.
I remember this picture. Yes, it was yeah. beautiful.
Yes,
it was
beautiful. Thank incredible. You. Yeah. Incredible. Yeah,
but it was also the kind of thing where it was like, yes, it, you know, definitely we could have postponed it, and so many people did that and are able to like celebrate more fully now, but. But it also was like, oh, we need a little boost right now. I feel like everybody yes. needs a boost.
Something so to look forward to.
Yeah, it felt nice to do that.
What are we going to do, Mary? We don't want Mary? These people to come anymore, this but we invited them.
Listen, this is tricky. I was going to ask you two what the proper etiquette here is.
I don't know the proper etiquette. To me, and again, I don't know. To me, I think that's okay.
Right. I think that's, yeah.
But what if you are the person who was on the list and not on the
wouldn't
list?
Wouldn't you be relieved to not go to a wedding? if you were number 135, you know?
If it's a destination wedding, this is the other layer right, to right. it that I think that yeah. that might work
They're not
in
coming
the listener's
any,
favor. Right. Yes. Is that because then they would have to pay for travel and, you know, all that stuff. That maybe, I'm curious how many people on this list are
got the chop
would, yeah got the chop mm-hmm. Like if it's like five or so, then I think you could,
because it is sort of know? Like if it's not, it doesn't sound like it's a money saving thing,
right?
So it is a little bit like, well then what's the difference,
right?
I guess if you just really don't want them, I mean you must really not want them there and think it would, you know, think it would ruin your day or at least put a blemish on it. I don't know. Rana, what do you think?
Do you hate these people?
Right.
Yeah.
How many people is it? And do you hate them? Because it's a destination wedding, as you've already said. So they're going to vet themselves. Mm-hmm. Is it the sort of, there's going to be, let's say there's 10 couples you wish you didn't, 10 people you like to get rid of. Maybe three of them are going to come, if any of them. Can you live with any three of these people coming? Would it be a pleasant surprise, even if you hadn't talked to so-and-so in a couple of years? Oh, they're fun at a wedding. That's fine. What are we talking about? How much is the food? How much is the this? How much is sure. the that?
But it didn't sound wedding, like that was the issue, but maybe you're right.
No, but I just mean, look, a wedding's expensive. It always feels expensive. And when you, a wedding is like redoing a house. You put aside a certain amount of money and then it always costs twice that. And yeah. when you get very close to the moment, you think, oh, how can this be so much? How can this be so much? How can this be so much? And the truth is, at the end of the day, it's a couple of $100 here or there. Or maybe it's $1,000 here or there. And I don't mean to make that sound like nothing. It isn't. But when you're spending $10,000 and it's $10,200, mm-hmm. You're broke either way at the end of a wedding and a renovation. Sure. I mean, that truly, you start obsessing over these times. I'm not saying, oh, don't worry about what anything costs. I'm just saying when you get to the finish line, you have to let it go at some point.
You're in debt no matter
otherwise
what.
Otherwise, you're not going to enjoy the day.
Maybe it's
$15 extra, whatever it is. It's more than what we budgeted. It's more people. It's more this. People that you thought were coming aren't coming. People mm-hmm. that if you hate any of these people, or if anything has happened with them in the last couple of years, etc., do not feel you have to invite those people to your wedding. If you absolutely do not want them there, then don't invite them. But if it's a sort of, I don't know, these people are the B list and there's other people that are on the A list now and I wish I'd invited them, always invite the people that you wish you'd invited. That you think, oh, we didn't include them and now we have too many people. No, those are people that you really want there. So invite them and then hope the other ones will fall out.
Yes. Does that make sense? And bear in mind, you also want to have at least one horrid person, which we talked about.
Oh, right. That's going to happen. Yeah. Exactly. In one month. Well, that's always someone you're related to anyway, that you didn't want to invite, but you had to. And then they come and just make sure you,
that's great.
You have one table that's like the matchbox table where you put the match and the matchbox together and then that explodes, you know, whatever. Sure. Make sure you seat them next to each other.
I think that's a wonderful advice, Rana. And I also am trying to think of it as if I were one of these people that got to save the date. I'm trying to like put myself in the shoes of a person. I got to save the date for this wedding of someone that maybe I was close with at one point, have lost touch with over the years. And it sounds like, I mean, just like a year and a half, but the pandemic does that. It really, it really makes it clear your inner circles. But if I were to get that and then I presumably put that date on my calendar.
Save that. You asked me to save the date.
Yes. And then never received a follow up.
I would take that personally.
I would be like, what happened?
Wow.
However,
did I do something? Yeah. Did I not do something? Did I? Yeah.
Yeah. But I totally agree with you that I think if this is someone who you feel is toxic and you absolutely, you don't owe them anything, like you should totally proceed, you know, as you feel.
Also if they're toxic, like you don't really have much to lose by even disinviting them and just saying like, I sent you a save the date. Things have changed. You don't have to lie. Things have changed. At the wedding. I'm not going to be able to extend the invitation. I hope you're well.
Oh, that's great.
You don't want this person in your life anyway.
That's great.
You know? So that's that. But yeah, I agree. If they're people who you've just sort of lost touch with, and it really, like you were saying, it is a destination wedding. Probably only a few would come. I don't think it's going to, unless these people are bad people, like you said, Mary, I don't think you really need to worry about it, about disinviting them.
Yeah.
I think they should come.
Top 10 scents to keep bed bugs away.
Okay.
Rubbing alcohol. Tea tree oil.
Oh yeah. Tea tree oil. They all hate that.
Lavender oil.
Okay.
I have a quick note about tea tree oil. I once read that that's good for acne.
It is.
I put some on my neck and it burned a patch on my neck.
Supposed to like
dilute it.
Really dilute it. Yeah.
This is a very important point that you're making actually, which is about essential oils.
Yeah.
Okay.
People think it has essential oils. Essential oils are great for you. They must be great. They're essential.
Sure, right.
You need them.
Yeah.
Essential oils can be very dangerous. They can be dangerous to eat. They can be dangerous to put on your skin. You have to really do your research about stuff like that. A Q-tip with tea tree oil is about as much as you want to do just a little pinpoint on wherever it is a very strong antibacterial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it is not the kind of thing that you want to use a lot of. And there are a lot of things that fall in that category. So always be careful. Don't just assume, it has oils. It's good. There's a lot of misinformation around oils. Blood orange oil. Good luck finding that for less than $400 a bottle.
Sure.
Diatomaceous earth.
Diatomaceous earth. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Powdered pepper. Lemon, cinnamon.
I like most of those scents, I'll be honest with you.
Let's find out how much those sheets are, because I think we know who's getting this gift.
Oh, they might be expensive.
Prohibitive, Brian?
I don't think so. I think it just depends on the size of your bed, you know? But I think they're pretty affordable.
Attitude. Bed, bundles, bath, loungewear, baby.
Woo, loungewear.
All kinds of things they've got here. Well,
yeah, that's exciting.
Bed sheets.
Bamboo.
Now is the time in our program.
Mm-hmm. You're going to love this, Mary.
I can't wait.
So now we decide from one of the people who wrote in who deserves a little something, a little gift we're going to send them.
Oh,
so
my
should
gosh.
It be, and it's just you speak from the heart, should it be the person with, who has the bed bugs? Should it be the person who wants to disinvite people from their wedding? Or should it be the person who doesn't want no new friends, basically? Mm.
I listen, they all are deserving. I do feel bed bugs might need a bit of comfort.
Couldn't agree more.
I just Googled bed bug candle.
Oh.
Oh, that smells like bed bugs?
I want to make sure.
That sounds wonderful.
I want to make sure we're also supporting bed bugs. I want to make sure that if there's a bed
bug. They deserve a chance to relax.
Candle company. Yes. If there's a bed bug candle company. We need to make sure that we're supporting them.
They do.
And they're tenacious. You know, they really, yeah.
We're gonna find a bed bug, a glamorous bed bug candle, and we're gonna send the person.
Well, what about a candle that smells like lavender or cinnamon or any of those things?
This is what I mean. It's some sort of a glamorous
blood
bed
orange.
Bug candle.
Yeah.
Blood orange. Get a blood orange candle.
There
Why not?
Go.
I also think that person needs to smudge their place. You know, they need to do all the things, and then they have to find a way. And I hate to tell them this, but it's true. They have to talk to their therapist. They have to find a way to let it go.
Bed bugs hide in your electrical outlets.
What are you talking about?
Have they no heart?
Where did you read that? And why would you just throw that?
Also, I know. So
why
funny.
Would you
I
just mean, throw that in at the exact like, moment?
Because I literally just read it.
At the exact moment that I told her she had to let it go, you told her
oh, you're right.
Everywhere.
You're right. Let it go.
I just think the problem, look, figure out if you love the apartment and love the neighborhood, because the truth is, if you don't, it's an opportunity to move somewhere else.
Sure. And I bet you could get out of it.
If you do, you can't guarantee there's no bed bugs anyway you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, except my place. And you're not moving in with me. Mm. Yeah.
Tough.
I can't even get in there.
Oh man.
I mean, I'm in her guest house. I've tried so hard to get into the main house.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen. Look, ever since I drank tequila in her sauna.
If you like pina colada.
Yeah. That'll repel anything.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Get a little pina. Get a.
Become
Coco,
a parrot head.
Get a little Coco Lopez and put that in my corner.
Definitely.
The only thing that won't repel is a horny mother-in-law.
That's true.
Mary Holland.
Isn't she
wonderful? Such a pleasure to have you with us.
Watch her on everything.
Oh.
Every
just
last
go down the
thing.
List.
I can't wait to see you in senior year.
Me too. Oh, that's going to be so
you.
Fun.
That is going to be a really fun watch. I'm excited about that.
Me too.
I'm excited.
And we got to see about getting Brandon on here to see if he wants to talk.
Oh, I think he'd love it.
He would love it. And
we
he would give
sure.
such
he's
good advice.
He's got a series he's on. He's very busy.
He's also very busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing it
But maybe if we start now, we'll get him by May. Who knows?
Sure.
Worth a shot.
Mary, we adore you.
I adore you.
Truly, you do such wonderful work. So it is such a pleasure to see you pop up in absolutely everything. The world is very lucky to be living in a time where Mary Holland is being an artist.
Couldn't agree more. She's absolutely hysterical. Plus, she's got a lot of heart, and she's a good fucking actor and writer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You didn't tell us what the thing was that drives you nuts. Is it called eggs? What's the thing on set?
What brings out
you're
the
nicest person? Or you're the nicest person in the world until.
Well, listen, this is true. Oh, gosh.
When
this isn't just specific. Mm-hmm. No.
Doesn't have to be on set. It could just be in life.
Okay.
I'm the nicest person in the world until people are late. I'm the nicest person in the world until blank.
I'm the nicest person in the world until I can hear the muffled bass of music coming from next door.
Love it. I'm so glad you pinpointed that.
I think that's going to be our new press questionnaire. We're going to have a Proust questionnaire. Yeah. We're going to ask people, I'm the nicest person in the world until.
Also, in the meantime, Mary, could you send me your neighbor's mailing address?
You want to send them in a boombox?
Well, you know, I just have an extra one. I thought
I'll get that to you.
Thank you. It's like, I know, but Mary, I really need it.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Mary Tia, we're going to send you the coffee too if we haven't already.
I can't wait.
Yes,
so
you have to let us know. Make sure you let whoever scheduled you know. Whole bean ground and the best address. Send it so you don't forget. All right, dear?
Okay. Yes. Yes. We'll do.
We adore you. We love you.
I love you.
Keep up the good work and we will see you soon, very soon.
Oh my God. People are going to think I'm talking to like a gay friend. Ready? Bye, Mary. Right, Rana?
Right, Brian.
Rana, we've got to get to this cliffhanger, as you always say.
Okay, but we just let Mary Holland go, who we love. And I want to remind people that she just told us off the air that if you put salt in a circle, it keeps ghosts away.
Yes.
Because I was asking her, what do we do with this diatomaceous, whatever it's called?
Sure.
And she, you know, we just have piles of dust around our earth around our house. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, you sort of do. Kind of like ghosts with salt.
What do you think that movie Salt was about, Rana?
I'll never know.
Me neither.
Dear Ron and Brian, I've only listened to one episode of your show, but I became an instant fan and decided to write in for some relationship advice. This is the exact problem that I'm talking about, Brian.
Yeah, I know.
I listened to one episode and decided, I have a small problem. I'll come share it with you.
No small problems. Or if they're small, they've got to be dynamic.
They've got to be interesting. That's right. They've got to have razzle. That's
razzle.
Exactly right.
They've got to have razzle.
Spackle. I'm a 30-year-old lesbian who has been in a 2-year relationship with a queer 32-year-old woman. Let's call her Raisin.
You're saying this?
Now I'm listening. No, they said, let's call her Raisin.
Oh, now I'm listening too.
At the beginning of our relationship, we had an instant emotional and sexual connection. Congratulations. Who doesn't?
Wow.
For the first 6 months, we had passionate, exciting, and intimate sex. This was during the early months of the pandemic when she wasn't working and we had a lot of quality time to spend together and to get to know each other. About 6 months into the relationship, she started a new job that she hates, which affected her mood and energy, aka when I got to know her. This is when I started to notice the quality of our sex life diminish. I would often check in and ask her if she was fully satisfied and if there was anything I could do to improve our sexual connection.
Sure.
She would always tell me she was satisfied and happy with our sex life. Then a few days ago, while I was initiating sex, I could tell something was off. So I asked her if there was something wrong, and she said she wasn't present or in the mood. So I stopped, and we began to talk about what she was feeling. She proceeded to tell me that she hadn't felt chemistry or a spark, speaking of sparkle, in our sex life for almost a year.
Jeez.
Even though I sensed a lack of passion, it came as a surprise that she had been feeling this way for so long.
People just talk about sex.
She said that she feels connected to me in all other areas of our relationship, that she loves me so much and doesn't want to break up. She waited so long to tell me because she was afraid it would end our relationship and she didn't want to even face the feelings herself. Mm-hmm. To add another layer on top of this, we have been planning to move in together in a few months, and she's expressed no reservations about this, which after this conversation is no longer going to happen. So my question is, should I stay in this relationship and work on rekindling our, quote, spark? She said that she craves more spontaneity, but this has proven to be a challenge given our different work schedules and her lack of effort to make our sex life more exciting when I've tried in the past. Or should I spontaneously dump her? I'm just kidding. Oh, okay. I love her so much, and I'm really happy in all other areas of our relationship. I really want to make this work, but I question if it is possible if she doesn't feel the, quote, elusive spark, as she describes it. Oof. Do you have any suggestions for ways to improve sexual chemistry? Or if we don't work out as romantic partners, do you think it is possible to have a friendship with someone who you're sexually attracted to if we took some time and space apart. Thank you so much for your time. Please don't use my real name. XOXO, signed. And this is a little sad for me. Lesbian in pain.
That is sad. But yeah. She's the one who called her Raisin.
Yeah, call a person Raisin. Mm-hmm. Reap what you sow.
This is a good one. I'm excited to answer those. Patreon.com/AskRana. $5 gets you into that carriage house. $10 mm-hmm. lets you see all the glory that was just bestowed before you. Aurally, you'll be able to see visually.
Yes, for now.
Listen, you prices see the gas are going prices.
Up. Prices
Listen,
are going up.
Ron and I've got to live. We've got to do that European tour.
Isn't that the truth?
We've got
to take the show on the road, and the show doesn't pay for itself.
No, it just the doesn't. Show is a bargain. Yeah. It's a bargain.
We need to build sets. We need Moulin Rouge. You know, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
exactly.
Lots of, you know how expensive the drapery is alone.
Of course.
Yeah. To bring a drape to every city so that we don't get
every country.
So we don't get bed bugs, because we can't guarantee we won't get bed bugs.
Plus, we're going to have to send the mattresses we prefer to every hotel room.
That's like Madonna.
Yeah. Yep. That's going to be a lot.
This was a real blast, I have to say.
It really was, Rana. I had so much
fun. That Mary Holland, FUN. Fun, fun, fun.
Fun, fun, fun. We're going to go to Club Applebee's with her.
After dark.
After dark.
All right, dear. We will see you in the carriage house.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of 4Play.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to 4Play Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.